The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim to the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The next time I think I'm having a bad day, I will remember Dawa Sherpa. After becoming separated from others in his group on their climb of Mount Everest, he was given up for dead. With no oxygen tanks, he survived a six-day ordeal by chewing ice and eating a few bits of chocolate that he found in his pocket. At one point, he fell into a crevice, and he was unable to climb out when an avalanche filled it with snow and ice. Weakened, injured, Sherpa managed to stumble and slide down the mountain until he was picked up and spotted by a crew picking up garbage near a base camp. He was taken to a hospital where he was treated for frostbite and dehydration and a bone fracture. And his family, who had so despaired of his life that they had started funeral rites, they rejoiced at his almost miraculous survival. All of us face misfortune, loss, pain. It's part of our human condition. And embracing life in Christ doesn't insulate us from suffering or the consequences of sin, our own sin or the sins of others. And it won't protect us from the effects of aging or death. In fact, Jesus and Jeremiah remind us that when we strive to speak and to act according to the will of God, we should expect to face indifference, misunderstanding, hostility, and the possibility of persecution and death. Serving God and living as children of God come with costs. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet during a pivotal and tragic time for the people of Israel. Their infidelity to their covenant with God, their idolatry, their injustices, and their reliance on military and political alliances eventually led them into exile in Babylon. And Jeremiah warned them and their leaders what was coming, but they refused to believe him. Instead, they tried to silence him and put him to death. Mm-hmm. Our first reading this morning includes the sixth of seven laments that are offered by Jeremiah. In doing as the Lord commanded him, he became the target of denunciations and threats. In his agony, fear, and frustration, Jeremiah insisted on trusting God, a God who had given him his mission and who promised to be with him. And standing in that long line of prophets with Jeremiah, and yet more than a prophet, Jesus admonished the 12 whom he sent forth to be ready for opposition and even martyrdom. And fear in those cases is natural. With the love of the one who governs our souls and our bodies and has even counted the hairs on our heads, we, like the apostles, can work through our fears and do the work that Jesus has given us. We all have mountains and hills to climb in life. May we trust in our divine guide who walks with us, who encourages and strengthens us, and who will never leave us.